remembrance. Deuteronomy 8, 1 and 2. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Deuteronomy. Phoebe, how do you say it? Okay, Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. Verse 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Remember. We are talking about remembrance. Remember all the way. Remember everything that happened through the wilderness, from the crossing of the Red Sea, from the leaving of Egypt, from the plagues, how God used his mighty hand to take them out of Egypt and to be with them in the wilderness and to deliver them. Hallelujah. Remember. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee. Sometimes God needs us to be humble to in order for us to pass. Hallelujah. To pass through the bar to get to success, the bar is so low that you must come down. Everyone must come down to be able to go through that bar. Because the bar, if you don't come down, you will not be able to go through the bar that leads to success. But the bar that leads to success is very low. So everyone must be humble. That's why the Bible says that, remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee so that they could pass through.
That's right.
Hallelujah. To humble thee and prove thee, and to prove thee, meaning that to test them and to prove them. To know what was in thine heart. Because many people don't know what's in their heart till a situation comes. Yeah. You might think you know what is in your heart. Oh yes, this person is like this. This person is a bad person. This person is a murderer. This person is such a bad person. Wow, thank God I'm not like that person. But if you were in their shoes, you would be triple worse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I've come to say that those who point the fingers the most are the baddest people in that particular problem. I've come to see that. Hallelujah. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
People who is like murderer, maybe they hate. They are murderers in heart. Hallelujah. So you and I don't know what is in our hearts. But when God takes us through the wilderness or through the test, it proves us and it gets to show us what is in our hearts. How many have had the privilege of God showing you what is in your heart, which surprised you, which shocked you, which disappointed you? Yeah. Sometimes God can show you that you don't love him the way you thought you did. God can show us that, look, we are proud, or we are jealous people, or we are envious people, or we are, I can't use jealous because God is a jealous God. We are envious people, or we are bitter, or we have a lot of unforgiveness. Many times, people are filled with unforgiveness and bitterness, lust, sin, and they don't realize it because they've not had the opportunity to experience it. You might judge someone who is unforgiven until you are in a situation even half theirs and you see the need to be unforgiven to your head, if that makes sense. Because many people judge things they don't understand until they are in the situation. So people who are inexperienced in life and in Christ are those who judge things when they've not experienced it.
That's right.
You understand?
Yes.
But when you've experienced something and you pronounce a judgment, even that, you can't know everything. It's only God who can pass the judgment.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
But at least, when you've experienced something, you will be careful to just pass sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
That's
look at this person. This is easy. They should forgive. Why is it so easy? They should just forgive. No, pray for them to forgive.
That's right.
Because if you were in the situation,
that's right.
If you were in the situation where the man or the lady took your spouse, or you are in a situation where your best friend swindled you of certain dollars. Betrayal, or you've heard that they've said evil things. Someone you trusted and loved, they've poisoned, they've said evil, treacherous things about you. And you found that and you were shocked. How will you respond? Oh, it's easy. But when you are tried, then we'll know how easy it is. Yeah. Everyone who is honest will realize that it's a difficult thing,
yes,
and they'll need to pray for God to give them grace.
Yes.
But others who don't understand this easy, what's the big deal? Just deal with it until they are in the situation. Yeah. Why is this person so angry? Why is this person thinking, feeling that everyone is against them and they don't want to come to church anymore? It is when you are in that situation that you realize that you need to be more understanding and more supportive and pray for them.
That's right.
Because you can find yourself in that situation.
That's
also.
Right. That's right.
Galatians 6:1. And then we'll go back to Deuteronomy 8:2. Am I preaching to somebody?
Yes.
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.
Wow.
What do you think? So, if someone is, look at it in Amplified. Brethren, if any person is taking a misconduct or a sin of any sort, you who are spiritual, who are responsive to and controlled by the Spirit, should set him right and restore and reinstate him without any sense of superiority and with all gentleness, keeping an attentive eye on yourself, lest you should be tempted also, because the devil is ready. As soon as we say, but this thing is so easy, why didn't the person deal with it? Then the devil is ready. It's like, I can come now. It's your turn now. I have the right. Because you thought it was easy. I have the right. Now, God, please, stay out of it, because they've proved they have the power to do it themselves. So, God, please stay out of it. And sometimes God will oblige. Job, God just said, okay, do it. And let's see. Because you said it. Peter said, I'll die for you. Satan, hey! God, did you hear what he said? He said, you die for you. Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan has decided to have you that he might sift you as wheat. But I've prayed for you that your faith faileth not. The prayer is what caused him to betray and to come back. So imagine there was no prayer for Peter. Hey, 1 Peter 4:8. Yeah, is that what we? Yes, let's go look at 1 Peter 4:8. What do you think?
It's a wonderful word.
Above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another. For love, let's read that. Let's finish that one and come back to King James. Above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins, forgives and disregards the offenses of others. So love covereth over a multitude of sins. I have a beef with you. You've insulted me. I heard you say bad things about me. Whatever. I love you, so it covers. Because we offend God on a daily basis. In fact, on a minute-by-minute basis. Sometimes even on a second-by-second basis. And because of his love, it covers. You remember that God wanted to relate with the people. That's why God said, I, because of God. So for God's sake, because of God, he blotted out our transgressions so that he could relate with us. Because he wants to relate with us. So he covered the sin of the people so that he could relate with them before Christ. Now the sin is taken away. Glory, 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 glory. It's taken away. Hallelujah. So these are just some tidbits. Deuteronomy 8:2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee. This is when you're having a quiet time and you read this verse, you can go off. You can go on a marathon. You can take this verse and link it to everything I've just talked about now. It could be your quiet time. You can take it, link it to all the different verses. You have a good Bible, it will give you another link, you remember another verse, then you go on Google. You get what it is, you read it, then you can go. That's the quiet time. That's the quiet time. It's not just reading the daily guide. That's the quiet time. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Then I ask myself, quiet time, what is God saying? Then what this verse is saying is that God led us, so we should remember when we are in the wilderness situation or we were in a difficult situation and God led us and took us out of it. When we're in Egypt, when we're in the world, how God was able to rescue us from the world, we must remember. So it means that in my remembering, I must remember, and the proof of my remembrance is not to judge those who are in the situation I was in. Hallelujah. To humble thee. Then it also shows that sometimes being humbled is good. That's why God says, humble yourself so that I will not humble you. So many times what I try to do is I try to look for ways to humble myself so that I won't be humbled. Because if you are going to get to the top, you need to cross, you need to go you need to go under the bar. And the bar is so low. So you need to humble yourself. Or if God wants you to get to that place, he's going to force you down so that you can go under. But it's easier to, when you bend yourself, it's better than being bent. Otherwise, it can be broken in the process. To humble thee and to prove thee, to know what is in thy heart. All this I talked about was just out of the mind, how I would have my quiet time. To know what is in thine heart. What is in your heart? What we just talked about. You can find out, you can realize that what is in our hearts, we don't know. David, then, as you are doing your quiet time, then you remember David. Search me and know my heart. Then you go to Google, search me, know my heart. Then you take it. You are running your quiet time. Then you are running. Okay, then it clearly means that for us to do well, then we need to ask God to search us, search our hearts, know us, try us. Because you will not know what is in your heart unless you've been tried. Or you've been tested. So the testing sometimes are important because when you are getting to a particular place, before you get to the place of victory, you need what is in you will need to come out. Yes. But if what is in you is not ready, you will know until you are tested. Yes. When you are tested, then you'll be strong enough to go through. Yes. Then you know what is in your heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or not. Or therefore, when you get to the place of victory, are you going to keep his commandment? Or the place of victory is going to remove you from his commandment. And church will not even see, you will not even be able to see the shadow. The shadow. Oh, but Pastor, you know, Charlie, right now, Charlie, we are running things, Pastor. Oh, Pastor Long, right now, yeah, we understand. Yeah, we know that we are busy. Church, we serve God. We are serving God in our own way. We are giving to God in our own way. We are supporting, we are giving money, we are serving in our own way. So, Pastor, yeah, don't worry, we understand. We are in the background sorting things out. We have to do the work. Then they'll go to work. Oh, we have not seen you in 1 week. We have not seen you in 2 weeks. But before then, you were faithful in church. 3 weeks. Oh, John Jackson Jog. Why haven't we seen you in 3 weeks? Oh, Pastor, tell him their business is awesome. France. Then you see. This is what the Bible is saying. That to see if you will obey the commandment or not. But when we know what is in your heart, or when God is able to show you what is in your heart, then you'll be able to know what to do. Mm-hmm. If you will obey the commandments, yes, then great. If you will not, then you'll be it will be fixed. Mm.
We are preaching.
Deuteronomy 8:18. So remember, remembrance is the key to all these things. We must remember. Remembrance. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power, glory to God, to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. Look at it in NLT. First, Amplified first, and then NLT. How many are getting what I'm saying? So these verses, the Old Testament is meat. Because I like the Old Testament to see how God thinks. What upsets God? You can clearly see what irritates God, what upsets him, what he likes. It hasn't changed. All those things that annoy him still annoy him. All those things that irritate him still irritate him. Only that Christ has come for mercy. Otherwise, all the things would have still come to pass. He's unchanging. So he's not changed what he likes and what he doesn't like. Everything is still the same. But you shall earnestly remember. It means that God wants it to be earnest. You see, God loves remembering. Because they forgot and were not thankful, God gave them up. Romans 1. Thankfulness. Jesus said, were there not 12? Is it 12 lepers? And none of you came to give glory to God save this stranger? One. Imagine. But thou shalt earnestly remember the Lord thy God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. Next verse. Hallelujah. Verse 18 by NLT. Always remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you power to become rich. Amen. Not just in money, but rich in every good thing. Yes. I see riches. Amen. In Jesus' name. And he does it to fulfill the covenant he made with your ancestors. Amen. Now God made a covenant with Abraham. And you and I are descendants, direct descendants of Abraham. Because what the Bible says is that Abraham's seed, the promise was made after. When was the promise made? When was the promise made? Was the promise made because Abraham was circumcised? Or was the promise made because of faith? The promise was made because of faith. Now, Abraham has two descendants. Well, at least of promise. Glory.
Hallelujah.
The descendants from the body. And the descendants from faith. Now, the Holy Ghost through Apostle Paul is saying that if the promise is sure for the descendants of the body, the promise should be more sure for the descendants of faith, since he got the promise. Amen. Through faith. Amen. So therefore, the faith line should have more of the promise than the body line, which Amen. The promise did not come from, Amen. But came as a result of the That's faith. Right. So if you and I are descendants through the faith line, we should have more of the promise. So, and he does it to fulfill the covenant he made with our ancestors. It is sure for you and I. It means that God wants, glory to God. I said, God wants you and I to be filthy rich, if there's a word like that. God wants you and I to be very rich. Not just in money, rich in good things, rich in love, rich in peace, rich in righteousness, rich in gentleness, rich in peace, rich financially also. He wants us to be very rich. Rich in health. Rich in long life. To be able to fulfill and to prove. Now let's go to King James. So he gives us the power. Glory. I said he gives us the power. Yes. But thou, there are times that he gives us ability and there are times he gives us power. But this one, he gives us everything that we need. He gives us the power, the strength, the ability to obtain wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee the power, or giveth thee power to get wealth. So it means that power, not only physical power of health, but that power and favor and grace to get the wealth, the intellect, the wisdom, everything we need to get the wealth, he's giving to us.
Amen.
Because God gives power, it means that God grants people, you'll be wealthy. It's up to you to accept it and walk in it.
Amen.
And that's what God has given to us. Hallelujah. But we must remember when it comes to pass. Because you realize that he gives you the power so that you obtain the wealth. So the power has been given to me, and I am going to work hard and do the things I need to do to get the wealth. So you might be deceived into thinking that you got the wealth yourself. That's why God says, remember, because he is giving you the power so that you obtain the wealth. Are you getting what I'm saying? I've given you something in your hands. When you hold it, you always make money. So I've given it to you. But because I've given it to you, you will definitely make the money if you accept it. But in making the money, you are going to be working hard. So remember when you make the money, because you might think that it was your own effort and your own hard work. That's what God is saying. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee the power to obtain wealth or get wealth, that he may establish it, his covenant, which he swear unto thy fathers as it is this day. He wants to do it because he promised Abraham that you'll be blessed, your descendants shall be a blessing, your descendants shall be wealthy. And the most important promise is that by your seed shall all nations be blessed. Not seeds as of many, but seed as of one, which is Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thought you put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Deuteronomy 15:15. Remembrance. It's important. Look, look. I see you rich.
Amen.
I see you rich.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. When we are rich, we must remember. You can imagine how God feels. I'm sure it hurts him. It's like, wow, these people. You can imagine what the children of Israel did. God who gave them the land flowing with milk and honey. They were successful. They were rich. When you go to Israel now, you'd be surprised that water can even be there and they can have plants and survive there in the desert. Now, God gave them all this. You can imagine how he feels when they attribute the wealth to themselves or to other idols. How he feels. I was listening to the book of Jeremiah and Ezekiel, and you can see how God is just complaining. You people, I've done this. You've gone a whoring. You see what I'll do to you. I mean, it's like he's just complaining. You see what I'll do to you. I'll leave you, and you see how you suffer, and you come back to me. You see, I mean, he doesn't like it at all. That's why I'm saying that the Old Testament gives you a feeling of what irritates him and how he's behaving in heaven, how he's seeing things in heaven. Yeah. Without Jesus Christ, the Bible says that the law came by Moses, but grace and truth by Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt. And the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore, I command thee this thing today. So God says, remember that you were a slave in Egypt. We're all slaves. Every single one of us were slaves to sin. Remember Deuteronomy 15:15. Let's go to Romans 5:17. Am I preaching to somebody? For if by one man's offense death reigned in people. So we're in bondage to sin and death. Much more they which, so if because of the first Adam's sin, death reigned. So the first Adam sinned and death reigned because of him. How much more the second Adam, who is the Lord from heaven, because of his obedience, we should have more of an effect. Jesus, what Jesus did for us should have more of an effect than what Adam did for us. So if Adam's sin led to death reigning, then Jesus' obedience should lead to much more abundance of grace. That's what he's saying. For if by one man's offense death reigned, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Shall reign. Amen. I said shall reign. Hallelujah. Amen. Now going back. So we're bondmen, Deuteronomy 15:15. We're slaves to sin. How many were... There were times when I was in the world. I'll go to the club and I'll booze. You understand what I'm talking about. I'll boost so much that as for the throwing up, I've thrown up. I can't count the number of times I've thrown up, and yeah, I have a witness here. And sometimes when you are hangover, I won't drink again. I won't drink again. I don't like. The next day, hey, where is the bar? So it meant that deep down, we didn't want to drink. Deep down in our hearts, we didn't want to do wrong. Deep down in our hearts, I was smoking cigarettes. Now, I'm surprised I smelled that way. I can't believe it. Cigarette smell is not nice at all. And I'm saying to myself, wow, is that how I smell? Terrible. So, the days of Egypt, as I was smoking, sometimes I smoke 20 a day. There are times. Oh, yeah, especially when you go to club and you are boozing. The drink just makes the thing flow. Alcohol. Now the average time maybe 10 sticks. That's the normal. Now, when I'm coughing, no one will tell you that you deep down you want to stop it. You cough and it will be so painful, you expect blood to come, but the blood doesn't come. Because when blood comes, then that's a problem. TV and the other stuff, so God forbid. But the cigarettes, the lungs. So you see that it was a slavery to alcohol, to tobacco. And it messes you up. There are two ways to get throat cancer. One is through HPV, and the other is through cigarettes. Two that are mentioning. There could be other ways. The medical professionals can handle that. So two ways. One is through HPV, and then the other through cigarettes. Now, it's easier, from what I remember, it's easier to deal with the HPV one than the cigarette one. You are not even talking about lung cancer. So because there's lung cancer and throat cancer from cigarettes. Now, it shows that those who do it are in bondage. And the way I stopped it wasn't, I had to use wisdom from God. It's not that there are people who came out, Jesus, and then it goes. I wish that was my case. That was not the case. Hey! How I did it was I reduced the tar. Hey! Strong tar, then we kept reducing it to very light tar whilst praying. And then smashed it out by the grace of God. The last time I smoked was in 1990. Six or five. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So I should remember when I see someone smoking. I should remember when I see, because thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. So because God redeemed me, I wouldn't have been redeemed. I would still be in the bondage if God had not redeemed me. So if someone is in that bondage, why should I judge them? But there are many judge, Judas and dreads. And what are the other people saying? Judge Judy, Judge Dredd. No, Judge Dredd. That's a movie. Yeah. Judge Mathis. Judge Mathis. And who again? Judge Mathis, Judge Judy. Yeah. That's the popular one, Judge Judy. Oh, she's the one who blasts you. Hey. Hallelujah. So, It's very important. God wants us to remember. So it means that anytime someone was in a situation, I mean, imagine the ladies who have done abortions. You know, there are people like that. I tell you, maybe a lady has had abortions in the past. She's asked for forgiveness. She's clean. God has not remember it. It's the lady who remembers it, but God has not. Even though abortion is murder. It's a fact, but God has not. Okay. Now, another lady decides not to commit murder and brings the baby out. Yeah, we have. Then they point the finger. But it's a murder. You see, then God will just, what will God say? Will God say that, look, I'm a murderer pointing the finger because you remember what you did because you are pointing the finger at someone who is repented? Does that make sense?
Right.
What I'm saying is that if abortion is murder, I have committed abortion in the past. God forgive me. God has forgiven me. I'm clean as the best Christian. And then Jackson commits abortion does not commit abortion and brings forth the baby. So she was more honorable than the first. But the first, because she's escaped everyone apart from God and the demons and the angels, she can point the finger. But because she's pointing the finger, she's forgotten that she was redeemed.
That's right.
Because maybe this was the past. Now, what will God call that person? Will God remember that person's sins and call them? Look at a murderer pointing the finger. Because if she did not judge, then she's not a murderer. I don't know. It's heaven that knows. That's why Jesus said, if you don't forgive, neither will our Heavenly Father forgive. So there are times that if you're not careful, it can become a problem. If we judge, we will be judged. You see, of course, God forgives sins. So the sin can't come back. But, you know, because if God has forgiven my sins, even if I point the finger, God can say, okay, your sin is back. But God would remember it and ask himself, why would someone do that?
Yes.
When I have forgiven them and I have delivered them and redeemed them from this, why are they doing that? When another person was more honorable than you to have the baby.
Right.
Honorable, two people failed. One failed further. And the other decided to do the right thing after failing. But that person is the one to blame. But God said, remember. So God hates that. Because now the person who did well and has repented and has the baby will start to question themselves. Why did I do this? Maybe I should have also done the bad thing. Nobody will know. Then you are now making something good that someone did after doing wrong. They start questioning it. Yet you are free because, in quotes, because you, no one knew. Now that's just for abortion, but you can imagine it cuts across so many other things. You see a lady or a guy who is struggling with a sin, struggling with maybe masturbation or struggling with fornication or struggling with lies or struggling with gambling, whatever. And you don't understand why it's taking them long. Of course, some is foolishness. We are not talking about the foolishness or the intentional, I want to just indulge in. We are talking about those who want to stop and they are struggling. But you might have struggled in the past and God delivered you after a year or 2 years and you are now clean. But you are not patient with the one who is struggling like you were. And thou shalt remember. Or you were a You were someone who could actually get an honorable doctorate in lies. Deceiver. An honorary doctorate degree in lies. You knew how to lie. Hey, and someone was trying, and people tried to help you, and you struggled to stop lying. And you are now a mature Christian, and you see someone lying not as badly as you were, or not as wild, or no, not as what? Not as, I'm looking for the English word, not as serious or as you were lying, or intense as you were. How many get what I'm saying? But because you are now delivered from the lie, you are now judging this person. Ah, why can't you stop this lie? This lie, it should be easy to stop. Why? Thou shalt remember. You've forgotten. You have forgotten. Anytime we look and point fingers at someone who God has, who is going through something God has delivered us from, we are Deuteronomy 15:15. We are going against that. Because we're bond people and God redeemed us. Rather, we should have more compassion. More compassion on those who were going through what we went through. It's hard to stop fornicating. It's hard to stop fornicating. Be compassionate. Pray for the person. Because God can easily be more angry with you than a person. It's a mystery. Or you can find yourself back again in it. Yeah. That's why anytime someone is in a particular situation, I'm very careful to encourage them. Oh yeah. I knew how it was. I encourage them. There's people, there are some people who you see, there's a lady you see, I'm encouraging to do the work of God. She gets pregnant and she's crying. I'll first ask certain questions. not even that. After all the details, what are your thoughts? If they've repented and they are sorry about it, then we pray. Then we look for ways to avoid that problem. After that, it's finished. Now we are encouraging. Hey, as they are crying, I say, "Don't cry anymore." God, now the encouragement. They sleep again. They fall again. No problem. Let's continue to work on it. I'm talking about things I've done many times. Let's continue to work on it. It's going to be okay. Oh, I beat myself down. Don't beat yourself. It's going to be okay. We will work on it till it works out.
That's right.
And those church members, you always have church members who are judges everywhere I've been. Those people, I always tell them that I'll defend you. I'll defend you before them. I'll fight. I'll deal with them. Yeah.
Preaching.
Yeah. I'll deal with them because the devil is already attacking them. The devil is also getting people to attack them. And God needs people to encourage them. It's only the devil who brings condemnation.
Yeah, that's right.
Only the devil.
That's right.
There is therefore now no condemnation, Jesus.
Reach.
Hallelujah.
Reach.
So that's something you and I must do. It's because I remember. What? I remember. Alcohol. It was difficult for me to stop alcohol. So if someone is in that situation, I won't judge them. I'll remember. And I'll encourage them. There are some people I say, call me. My phone, no matter where I am, of course, I'll call you back. But anytime, it's easier to test but anytime you are going through, you are feeling like doing something. There are some people, I'm about to go and booze. I'm so angry. Then they call me and I encourage them. And then they go back. There are some people who I'm going to drink. I'm so bored. Some people, as soon as they're angry, I'm going to the bar. They tell me, I encourage them. It doesn't matter whether you're a leader or not. It's not a problem. I encourage them. Don't drink. I make it easier for them to call. But if it happens 10 times and then they call you, but you two, why? Then, why would they call you back again? They are finished. The devil will have them for dinner. Of course, you can't pamper them too. Yeah. You have to let them know that you can do better.
Yes.
Now, let's go back to the boundaries. Yes. Now, what went wrong? Let's deal with it.
Yes.
After dealing with it, we are encouraging. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in the land of Egypt. We're slaves in Egypt. We're in bondage in Egypt. We're unbelievers. No wonder my cousin, Reverend Oko, he chased me. He chased me. Hey! Come to church. I was like a deer. Come to church. You won't find me. I remember his wife, as we're passing by, she'll be saying hello. I have a cigarette in my hand and I've palmed it. There's way I do so you don't see it. But she found it. She was able to see, but you hold it in a way. And they chased me. Come to church. Oh, I won't come. My cousin said, do you pay tithe? I said, for what? He said, oh, pay tithe. God will give you a blessing. I said, look, is there a one-to-one correspondence of tithe and money? If I pay tithe, can I see the tithe? Can I see the evidence in my bank? No, there's no need. That's why I told him, there's no this waste of time. Hey, but of course, I didn't. But you, God would speak to you, and you know that tithe is one of the very important things to honor God. So there was a time I was complaining when I was I was in Minnesota earlier in the days. Some of the people is so hard. When you call them, they don't come. Blah blah. He said, good for you. Reverend said, good for you. You did it to us. Good for you. Serves you right. I should have been remembering. Remember. Thou shalt remember. Let me just, time is already here. Let me just get the last one. Deuteronomy 16:12. Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 12. And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. Because we're slaves in Egypt and God has delivered us, we must work in the deliverance, meaning that work in the new kingdom you are in. You are in a new kingdom. There are new ways of doing things. So if you were in the world, and you were doing things in the course of the world. You were doing things in a certain way in the world. When you are now in Christ, you cannot continue to do those things that you are doing in the world. You have to now turn around and observe and do his statutes.
Amen.
Very important.
Amen.
Because that keeps you a free person.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says that. Why should I now go back and be entangled again? Entangled again. I was in a situation. Why should I now go back to that situation and be entangled? Now, if I observe the statute, of course, it doesn't mean the law, but if I observe, I am in Christ. Because Jesus said a new commandment that we love one another. So I'm loving my neighbor, loving God. I'm doing what I need to do in Christ. Then it means I'm remembering. And therefore, I'll be free. Because it is in remembering that you were a slave. So I must be careful not to go back into slavery.
Yes.
That will help us.
Amen.
It means that apart from communion wine, I drank a lot. So if apart from communion wine, I shouldn't be tasting alcohol. Alcohol is not a sin. If you drink red wine, some of these things, and you don't get drunk, but it's not a sin. Nevertheless, drinking it would likely lead to a sin. Especially for someone like me. Why would I be? I mean, I used to drink it a lot. I'm a Christian. So therefore, I'm going to be tasting it. Taste for what? I must remember that I was a slave to alcohol in the past. It is in remembering it that I'll be careful to make sure it's only communion wine. And communion wine, not big glasses of communion wine. Because people can do that. A big glass, raw, hard wine. You are drinking it for communion. It can become a snare. It can become a problem because you can get God upset with you. Hallelujah. Yeah. How many are getting what I'm saying? Yeah. Very important that we remember where we came from. Yeah. In remembering where you came from, you remember to make sure you don't go back. Did you get that?
Yes.
And God will bless us. Shall we stand to our feet? And let's speak to the Lord. Let's ask the Lord to be gracious unto us.
Help us, Father, to remember, O God. Help us to remember, O God. Help us to remember what you said. Help us to remember,
Lord,
our past, O Lord.
Lord, we bless your name. We worship you. Ask the Lord to help. Give us more grace and to help us. Help us to be doers of your word, O God, and not hearers only. Help us to walk in the light of your word. Whilst we are praying, if you are here this evening and you don't know Jesus, or you are watching and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I don't know Jesus Christ. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be washed with the blood of Jesus. I want the new birth experience. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to go to heaven. I want to become a child of God. If you are here like that, or you are watching, raise your hands and I'll pray with you. Let's repeat after me. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I come to you.
I come to you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe that he came down from heaven.
That he came down from heaven
to die on the cross.
To die on the cross
for my sins.
For my sins.
I believe that God raised him from the dead.
That God raised him from the dead.
Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Forgive me.
Forgive me
for all my sins.
For all my sins.
Cleanse me
from all unrighteousness.
From today, I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus,
for saving me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Father God, we bless you and we thank you for all you do. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We may take our seats.